Yeah, hi, this is Anna.
Yes.
Hey, Anna, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah, how are you
How
guys
you
doing?
doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good to hear. I'm doing good too. Thank you for asking. So, Google Guaranteed, have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
No.
Okay. So what it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, here's why. These leads from Google Guaranteed are only sent to you. So you don't like share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning when that lead calls you, right? If you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to do either of those two things, those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, service you don't provide, a solicitation call, et cetera, right? You're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that actually sounds good.
Right? I always like to expand on that too. So the way Google knows every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, and I'll go through the qualifications in just a second, it's not going to be your phone number showing. It's a Google rotating phone number, which will forward to your phone. And it's recorded by like an AI, which automatically picks up if it's like a qualified or unqualified lead.
Got you, okay.
All right. Now, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client books your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay. Now, for the general contractor vertical in your area, there's not like a specific license required. And it even shows me that insurance isn't required, which is kind of unusual. Usually it is. So the two requirements are going to be, one will be a background check on any face-to-face employees. If you have a big crew though, Anna, and you're the main person talking to the clients, I'll show you a workaround where the background check would just be on you. Okay, but would a background check be fine?
Yes, it'll be fine.
Okay, awesome. I always feel awkward asking that, but I have to. The other requirement is going to be you need 5 reviews on Google. Currently, you have 4. So all you'll need to do is get one more review to basically activate your Google Guaranteed page. And it could be previous clients, friends, family members. It doesn't matter. Just get one more 5-star review on there. Okay?
Okay, yeah, we're getting there. We just received that option, so we haven't been there for long.
Right. No, I saw that too. Yeah. But one review will be easy for sure. So you'll pass the background, you're one review away, so you definitely qualify for this program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's usually the main question. So, let me pull it up. Okay. Let me make sure first I have you in the right vertical. So vertical just means category. You don't have to turn all these subcategories on. You just want to turn on the type of job you want, okay? But on this, it has accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, kitchen backsplash, kitchen cabinets, kitchen island, bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinets. So does that sound like the right category for you?
Yes. So the ones that we want to focus in will be the home renovations, home remodels, and then the main ones will be kitchen and bathroom. So everything that's connected to the kitchen we can do.
Okay.
The cabinets, tile, shower, everything.
So we're just turning off then the home building, the home addition, accessory buildings, foundation and concrete. So all you would do is turn those subcategories off, basically, okay? But let me get your lead fees for it, okay? Give me one second. Okay. So the cost per qualified lead for the general contractor vertical is $58.67 per lead.
Okay. And that's the point where they contacted me and we set up like an in-home estimate or like we talked on the phone, right?
Well, not just talk on the phone. You got to schedule an appointment or quote them.
Yeah.
You don't do quotes over the phone, right?
Usually not, no.
Okay. So,
if it's like a backslide, they can send me pictures and I can do it over the phone, yeah. But if it's a kitchen or bathroom, then no.
Right. Okay. So if you quote them or schedule an estimate, that will be considered a qualified lead that you'll be charged for at $58.67 per lead. Okay? Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I have a guy in New York that sets a 200 lead budget a month, but he does the whole state, you know. So sky's the limit is what I'm saying. The minimum budget I'm required to go over, though, that's for $765. That is for 13 leads. Okay. Now, the way your lead budget works, okay, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you did the minimum budget for 13 leads, okay? And you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $765 to replenish your lead budget, okay? Now, if you take on one qualified lead, just I'm going to use one as an example just to make the math easier on myself. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $765. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $58.67. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process, okay? That's where we run the background check, create the Google Guaranteed profile, and link your Google Business profile reviews to your Google Guaranteed page. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, typically, we have it approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay. Now, once you're approved, too, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Okay? When you give us the thumbs up on that, that's when your leads will be active, and that's when the lead budget is charged. Okay. Now, we do charge, there's a one-time application/management fee for Google Guaranteed. This is basically to run your background check. This is not a renewal fee. Like, you pay it one time, you never, ever have to pay it again. That is for $250. Okay. So, first thing I'm going to do, Anna, I'm going to have everything I just went over sent off to you in writing. The email we have on file for you guys, it's tyner.construction@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Did I say that right, too? Is it Tyner or is it Timer?
Timer.
Okay. I'll get it down. All right. And let's see. So the email coming through, it's going to be titled Google Guaranteed. What I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to reply to that email with your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you can see them in writing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me one sec. Have you used the lead program before?
Yeah.
Which one?
Networks and your lead.
Okay. So I'll tell you the main difference with this. Those programs, what they do is they send the lead to you for you to call them, right? That's how it works?
Yeah, but it also sends lead to another, like, four contractors.
Yeah, yes. That's what I heard. So that's the major difference. You don't share the leads. They're coming through via phone call. You'll mm-hmm. always know when it's a Google guaranteed lead too, because it comes through on your phone as LSA lead, which just means local mm-hmm. service ad. Okay. And another key benefit, I believe networks and Angie's, they charge you as soon as you accept the lead, right? That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Okay, so with this, remember, you only pay for the lead if you schedule an appointment or if you quote them. Now, the AI is, like, super accurate, but to safeguard it, too, in your current tracking system through us, under leads, we're going to add a section that will say paid leads, okay? Mm-hmm. And that will show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Gotcha. Question, will this be coming from, like, my website, from the Google, or you guys use your own, like, websites?
It's going to come from the Google Guaranteed section. So here's the thing. We don't want you to pay for leads that come from your website or come from your regular Google listing. So in the Google Guaranteed section, it will have a different phone number, which is going to forward to your phone. That way you're only paying for qualified leads that call you from that section.
Gotcha.
Okay. Good question. Good question. We don't even link the website to it because we don't want you to get charged for those leads. And you wouldn't get charged anyways. They just don't allow us to link it. Now,
yeah, I understand that part. I know you guys will be using like your phone tracks and things like that. But, like, where the person will see me, what...
On Google. Yeah, so... If you do a search... No. So, if you do a search right now for, let's say, general contractors, right? Or you could do your subcategories, like kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, etc. The very first thing you're going to see come up is the Google Guaranteed section. Now... Another key benefit to Google Guaranteed, you're not just going to show up in Lebanon. We're able to target your entire service radius as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas. But in Ohio, it's not requiring a specific license or insurance. So you're basically good as far in Ohio as you want to go.
Gotcha.
Good question. Good question. Did I answer the question? Just to verify?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I usually go the long route with my answers, you know? I just want you to know everything. Now, with that in mind, too, how far would you want to target on the Google Guaranteed section?
What do you mean, how far?
Like, what do you want your service radius to be for Google Guaranteed? Oh. Like, I see they have you for a 40-mile. Do you want that for the Google Guaranteed section as well?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right. And let's see. They'll have you in the application. They'll have you put the city too, okay, just so we don't leave any out. For Google Guaranteed too, remember, it forwards to your phone. So you want those calls or leads, right, going to the 513-866-0073 number. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let's say leads forward here. Okay, and they'll have you redo. We love just double-checking our work, you know? So just to re-verify, though, you want everything having to do with renovations, kitchen, and bathrooms, right, for the subcategories?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Alright. And they'll have you resubmit that too, but I'll put it in the notes for now.
Kitchen, bathrooms, and whole, like a house or models.
Got it. So no home building though, right? That would be off.
No.
Okay. Got it. Alright.
Right.
Perfect. Yeah, maybe one day, you know? Okay, so the next step to this, what I would have to do is assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And
that's probably what you mentioned first month.
That's what every one of my clients have done except for one. They start at the minimum budget, they get a feel for it, and then they up their budgets, you know? I do have two clients that are like part-time, so they just keep it at the minimum, basically. They'll even take on like 2-3 leads and pause it for the whole month, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm going to do, Anna, I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct line and extension. Okay, so if you ever have questions, you could call me directly or your lead technician, but sometimes they get busy over there. So I recommend call me first, and I'll get you to the right person, you know?
Gotcha. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. So before I schedule your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, and have the application sent to you via email and via text message. For the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Yes, but you guys do that after it's, like, been 2 to 3 weeks when I got, like, approved and everything, right?
No, so the application fee, it's not like a renewal fee. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for $250. That's basically to run the background check and get you approved for Google Guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I asked. Like, you will, I'll pay $765 or whatever the number was when I get approved and everything, right?
$765, yeah. So once you're approved, we don't automatically charge it either, okay? So just to tell you, like, kind of a little story, I had a client, he's killing it on Google Guaranteed. But when he got approved, they called him, emailed, and texted him about activation, and he wasn't responding. So I even called him, and probably like 3 weeks later, he was like, he called me, and he's like, Daniel, Google Guarantee is not working. This sucks. You know? And I told him, I was like, we never activated your budget, you know? So you have to be responsive to that call, basically, or else your leads don't get turned on. Because we don't want to turn your leads on when you're not ready, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so for the one-time application fee, though, you said use the same card on file, right?
What card do you have on file?
So it only shows me the last four. It's a Visa ending in 0706.
Gotcha. We'll be using another card.
Okay. Give me one second.
Yeah, are we able to go tomorrow? I want to run it by the general contractor first because I can't really make that decision right now.
Yeah, so we can absolutely do that. 100%.
Give me a call tomorrow, maybe around the same time, around 6 o'clock, and that way I should have an answer for you.
Okay, so 6 p.m. tomorrow. Got it. Awesome. Okay. I have a dentist appointment at 5. So if it's not me calling, I'm going to have, her name's Amy Nelson. She actually works in the same department as me, and she's my wife. So if you don't hear from me, I'm going to have her call you at 6 o'clock, okay?
Okay, thank you. It doesn't have to be at 6, just like after 6 o'clock, we'll be free.
Okay, got it. So I'll let her know, you know, for sure, because I'll probably still be at the dentist at that time, but, you know, I'll have her give you a call 100%. So her name will be Amy Nelson. She'll be the one calling, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, awesome. Hey, I look forward to working with you on this. You're going to absolutely love it. And once we process the application fee, the application is automatically triggered to you via email and via text. It's a one-page app, and it's very easy to fill out. Amy could walk you through it too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, awesome. Great talking to you, Anna. Do you have any questions for me right now?
I don't think so.
All right, perfect. All right, look forward to speaking with you again, okay? You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.